Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just your general thoughts on a win like that?
Great win! Great team win. It was awesome. JK was incredible. The touchdown run, the run in the early in the second half, you know, that ended up setting up the field goal. I mean, that was a no gain or a 1 yard loss, and you know, spun out of it Walter Payton style.
You could have had a Harbaugh.
Boy, that's insulting.
Very much so.
Walter Payton. Yeah, we know who that is. Thanks, buddy. Talking about J.K. Dobbins that way. I think Tanny just loved the enthusiasm of that.
I think Tanny loved the petty in that, too.
He's just, Harbaugh's a major loon.
I just love all of it.
It's awesome. Just your general thoughts on a win like that.
Great win!
It was a great win.
He's also very good at coaching football.
He really
is. At whatever level and whatever place he's at.
Man. You know, people laughed at me.
You could have had a bad bitch.
You could have had a bad bitch. I like Greg Roman. I like what Greg Roman does. I know it might have its limitations, and Lamar outgrew him. I get it. But, man, everywhere he goes and everything, every place he goes, all of a sudden the run schemes look real good. The offensive line plays tough as hell. Quarterback seems to be pretty well protected. I like it.
So, if you're wondering, hey, why are you guys talking about Jim Harbaugh? Maybe you didn't stay up and watch the Sunday night game because you were too upset. But what happened in the Sunday night game is that with the Chargers down and having an hour tied with an opportunity to win the game.
Yeah.
With less than 45 seconds left.
Because they were in range, right? They were in game-winning field goal range.
They absolutely were in range, Spiegs. They were in range at the 29-yard line of Cincinnati.
For Cameron Dicker, the kicker.
Yes. They could have just said, we're going to kneel down here and we're going to just kick the ball. That's not what they chose to do. In the last example of football last night.
The most recent one.
The most recent example that we have, when a coach had an opportunity to further get the ball down farther, he did this.
Charger fans are used to something else. What you kind of wink and say, chargering, where they had a game and they blew it over and over. And this is a chance for them to reverse it, a game they were blowing, to come back and escape with a win at the last minute.
And now all they can do is sit and watch on the Bengals sideline.
Matlock, the fullback, in front of J.K. Dobbins, runs left. Dobbins takes off. Dobbins inside the 10. Dobbins to the end zone. In for the touchdown. And the Chargers take the lead. After watching the Bengals score 21 in a row, walk it down the field to take the lead.
When it was on the line, when that toughness that is needed to close out games with the running game is needed most, he dials it up and they take it in.
That's courtesy of NBC. So something good can also happen when you play aggressive football.
Did you hear Chris Collinsworth saying, go down, go down?
Yeah. I heard that.
He wanted him to go down and then what? Kneel down for a couple plays?
Yeah.
Is that what he wanted?
And kick the field goal, which I understand. I understand that because you're not leaving your opponent any time on the clock.
Yeah.
I get that.
And Burrow did drive it down a little bit, but a little.
He sure did, Speed.
Yeah, then they had a...
I'm glad that you brought that up.
Oh, thank you.
Because Cincinnati...
I watched the game. You're welcome.
Cincinnati did move the ball back down the field.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up in a space where theoretically they could make a Hail Mary.
Oh, so they could make a Hail Mary. So let me guess, because even though I did watch it, the Chargers, they were taunting, right? One of the Chargers players was like hyping up the crowd and not paying attention. And
Derwin James is moonwalking out of the tunnel.
I figure that. And the head coach was like, that's fine. I'm good with that. We're okay.
No, that's not what happened.
Guy's not paying attention. We don't need him to win this game.
What had happened was, is that before they did the Hail Mary.
Pardon me, stewardess. I speak jive.
The coach took a timeout.
Oh.
Wait, you get those?
You can use them there?
Shane, it's a funny thing.
How many you have?
You get three of them.
Do they roll over to the next half?
They do not.
Well, they should use them.
If you have them, you should use them.
So on defense, before a Hail Mary, to gather his troops and make sure that everybody was on the same page, he called a timeout.
Chargers have three in the end zone. Timeout Chargers, they can set their defense. Derwin James and their Hail Mary defense lines up 8 yards deep in the end zone as the last line of defense. And now Jesse Minter, the defensive coordinator, Jim Harbaugh, they bring everybody over to get them all on the same page here. Mike Elston, defensive line coach there.
Would you look at that? And they had someone who was lined up 8 yards deep in the end zone.
He wasn't moonwalking, apparently, Tanny. You lied to me. You lied to me.
Well, you said you watched the game, so I thought you'd call me out.
So,
oh my God.
So there you have Jim Harbaugh, the coach that should be your coach, Matt Spiegel.
It wasn't even an option. Not even, let's not even talk.
No, he was the coach of Michigan at that time, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
But he's got a job. He's the coach of Michigan.
How the H did the Chargers get him if he was coaching at Michigan at one point in
who
time?
Who knows, Tanny? Who knows? How is it possible that someone else could hire him? And in that moment, he does, in the same minute of the game.
He does two things that are literally what your own coach has not done in two of the most horrific losses you've ever seen.
Remember the night of the draft where everyone was like, oh, Jim Harbaugh's new with the Chargers. They're just going to be rebuilding this year, but they're going to build it in his image. How are they looking now?
Looking really good at 7-3.
Remember the Bears? Oh, playoff team. And how are they looking now?
Yeah, and Ryan Poles built this thing from the outside in.
He did, and he built this city.
He built this city on rock and
from
roll.
From the outside in.
Shane is our official falsetto singer here on Spiegel and Holmes.
No, I haven't talked to Jim.
Ryan, why is this
the coach at Michigan?
He's the coach at Michigan.
Which would seemingly, for an NFL team that didn't have to worry about, you know, poaching someone from another college.
There's no tampering rules in that situation.
Correct.
Is that what you're saying? But you can go ahead and call a guy?
Yeah.
It's not against the rules. You could even say it out loud if you wanted to.
Absolutely could.
But they don't want to say it out loud because they don't want to crack the confidence of Matt Eberflus because he coaches like such a confident man. And it's very important. It's all connected, dude. It's all a problem, John Fox, and it's all connected. Everybody's trying to prove themselves and tell themselves that everything's okay and that they have the right people and convince themselves. I thought your point in transition was so spot on about the way that Eberflus talks about these games. Like, no, we're headed somewhere. We are headed somewhere. It's the middle of year three, sir. It's the middle of year three, and you've got some very expensive players, and we were told this is time to win. And the NFC third wild card was there for you as an option that you could go for.
It was there for you as recently as yesterday.
As yesterday. So when you tell us, oh, we have the right people in the room, we are headed in the right direction, we are building towards something, these are the games when something was supposed to have been built.
And even though Justin Herbert has prolific numbers in the NFL, when he was hired, they asked Jim Harbaugh how he was going to help make him better. I'm going to give him a run game. Would you look at that?
Yeah.
We're going to take more of your phone calls. 312-644-6767 is the number.
What if I also told you, Lawrence, you don't have to go that far to find Matt Eberflus being outcoached? If I told you that, as well.
You don't have to go that far?
No, you don't even have to go to somebody who wasn't even coaching against him. You can find people who have coached against him and have said it as well.
Ooh, I like that.
Let's take some calls, though, as well.
Yeah, let's talk about all of that stuff. 312-644-6767 is the number. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and Busey Bank. It's Spiegel and Holmes on the Score.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.